We found that a lot of startups, they don't become the unicorns they're trying to be, right? They don't have all the success that they, envision because they've got these, these long development cycles and, all sorts of other issues on top of that, right? And so really, Siemens, we're working to alleviate that issue.
Welcome to the Next Generation Design Podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Piper. Today, I'm once again welcoming NX Design team member, Jeff Chaganay, to talk about the advantages of using NX in the small and medium business segment and some of the developments that are happening in that space. Jeff, before we begin today, could you please give our listeners a refresher on your role at Siemens?
I'm an NX Design product manager on our core design team. And my kind of specific focus is on the small and medium business segment. So I'm excited to talk to you today about SMB. Been with the company now for about 5 years and in this specific role for about 2.5.
Thanks so much for joining us again. We're excited to have you back on the episode today. In our first episode together, we talked about technology, but today we're going to do a bit more of an overview of the advantages of using NX for SMBs globally. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the offerings that are available in that space?
I think the first one and the biggest one that we're really pushing quite a bit because it just makes so much sense for SMB is value-based licensing. It's really a great way to get the maximum value out of the NX portfolio without having to break the bank, essentially. You get all sorts of different add-ons at a great value. And then on some of the kind of new products and new bundle kind of areas, we've got the Siemens Mechanical Design Bundle, which combines the best of all of the MCAD offerings that we have, as well as Team Center on the NX and Solid Edge kind of side of things.
And what about for startups specifically?
We know startups, obviously, they need a lot of functionality and they don't necessarily have the budget at that point to really get off the ground and running if they're spending all their money on CAD, right? And so we've got a design, engineering, and simulation startup bundle as well I'll talk about. It also has multiple tiers. It's a really great way for startup companies to get off the ground with pretty much the entire Siemens portfolio for, of course, a great value.
That's great. Are there any other offerings within the SMB space that you're particularly excited about?
And we've got the NX Student Edition, which, of course, it's great for students, but we've heard from some of our customers as well, it's been great. If they've got like interns or new hires, great to ramp up with the NX Student Edition. And it's a really nice tool that we've made available. And of course, our commitment to academic is as strong as ever, right? It's where a lot of startups come from, is kind of from like the academic, university kind of space. And so we're looking to make sure we support that area quite a bit. And then continuous release is the last one, which I know it's a benefit for everybody, but it's great for SMBs. You don't have to have all this costly, time-consuming upgrades for future versions of NX. It's a really quick and easy way to just get the latest and greatest right at your fingertips.
Well, it definitely sounds like we have a lot of things to cover today. Let's jump right in with value-based licensing. What is it, and what can you tell us about the benefits of value-based licensing?
Value-based licensing is such a huge value for SMBs, really for all customers, but I think it makes the most sense for SMBs. You get all this cost and flexibility advantage. So you can run up to, I want to say it's up to 75 or more NX add-on applications now. We're continuously adding more and more applications. I think it's something like 2 to 3 new add-ons every single major NX release every 6 months that we're adding to this for no additional charge. It's really great when you just kind of have these occasional kind of add-ons. You use it maybe once every, a couple of weeks or something like that, but you don't necessarily need it dedicated all the time. And it's really nice to have access to all of these different add-ons all at once because it helps you avoid needing to do timely trials to figure out, is this something that's going to benefit me or not? Is it worth the cost? Because we're basically lumping all the add-ons together for value-based licensing. So you basically just buy access to everything all up at once up front.
And how does that work exactly?
Basically, you buy tokens. So you can buy 50 or 100 pack subscriptions of tokens, and you check out licenses as you need. And each license has a defined amount of tokens assigned to it. And so basically, it's a check-in, check-out kind of a system. It's not consumed per se, permanently. So, you get access to every product in the token license pool. And I want to say something like 90%+ of them are all available for under 100 tokens. So it's really, very, very easily accessible, even with just a small amount of tokens. And so then you check the license out when you're using it and then just check it right back in once you're done. And that just releases your tokens right back into the pool. And you can go grab a new add-on, right? A different add-on to start using. It's really that simple, you know, and it comes with the only prerequisite is just any Mach license, basically Mach 1 and up. Pretty much everybody who uses NX is going to have access to purchasing tokens if they like them. I guess I would just add one other thing. I mentioned they're good for like the occasional use. And what we've kind of found, what's the, I guess, the threshold where it makes more sense to go with tokens or value-based licensing over, you know, purchasing dedicated, you know, add-on modules. And we found that, you know, value-based licensing is most effective with four or more add-ons. You know, you use four or more add-ons fairly often, but not all the time. And that's where it sort of makes sense for the occasional use, you know, four plus add-on to consider value-based licensing. And then, you know, you can mix and match the value-based licensing with a concurrent add-on as well.
It sounds like it's a great way to get access to a lot of technology that may not actually be used all of the time. Let's talk a little bit more about some of those new products and the packaging. You had mentioned Siemens Mechanical Design. What exactly is that offering and what are the benefits there?
Siemens Mechanical Design is a really exciting offering, really an area that we wanted to make kind of a single source for all of your, you know, MCAD purchasing, the licensing, the training, your service needs, right? Kind of package it all up in one so it makes it a lot easier, especially for SMBs to hit the ground running on day one, once you start with NX. And so the way that it works is that it's a seat of NX Mach 1, so kind of our core design offering, and also multiple seats of Solid Edge. Then you also get Teamcenter integration for both of the products for data management purposes. And so it's really a nice all-in-one package. And given that you're getting multiple seats of CAD with it, it's really great value, competitively speaking, for sure. The nice thing with NX and Solid Edge is that they're both on the same modeling kernel, Parasolid. So basically, what that means is that you're getting the really best-in-class data interoperability. So you can go straight from NX to Solid Edge. You know, there's no like data translation there. It's just a direct file save, file open from one to the other. There's no chance of any data loss there, essentially. It really opens up some opportunity there because you get Solid Edge, of course, for a lot of the core design purposes. And then with the seat of NX, maybe you need to do something really complex or you need one of the NX add-on modules. You can jump up to NX and you could even combine it with, say, value-based licensing, and you get access to the whole NX portfolio, basically, through a combination of the Siemens Mechanical Design along with the value-based licensing. So it's a great way for SMBs to get multiple seats of CAD, but also get, you know, access to the whole NX portfolio and Solid Edge portfolios as well.
So then we have design engineering and simulation for startups. This seems like a great opportunity for startups to start using our software and take advantage of all of the benefits.
It's really exciting to get even more new logos and open up access to it to even more potential unicorn startups, right? But we found that a lot of startups, you know, they don't become the unicorns they're trying to be, right? They don't have all the success that they, you know, envision because they've got these, you know, these long development cycles and, you know, all sorts of other issues on top of that, right? And so really, Siemens, we're working to alleviate that issue with the startup bundle that we've got. Essentially, you know, kind of the simplest way to say it is that we're opening up the entire Siemens Accelerator portfolio to startups. And of course, at a, you know, price point, right, that makes sense for a startup company. And so you really get the competitive advantage of, you know, getting the most productive modeling environment, you know, with NX, but you're also getting, you know, all like the generative engineering tools, electromechanical design as well. And it's all in this, you know, singular bundle.
And are there other options available depending on the type of business?
Although we actually have four different options here as well, you know, based on what kind of startup you are. And so just to run through those briefly, you know, we've got the engineering bundle. That's kind of the good tier. And with the engineering tier, that could be on-premise or SaaS. As we know, of course, you know, with startups, that's a big differentiator for sure. They might have different preferences there. And so with the engineering bundle, you get Teamcenter, so your data management purposes, as well as the NX Mach 3 industrial design. So you're really getting a lot of heavy-duty NX design tools at that point. And then also training as well, which, you know, we know we want to help startups get up and running as fast as possible, right? Speed up those development cycles and make them as productive as possible. And then the kind of good tier, or actually the better tier, right? Good, better, best. So we're on the middle of that. So the better tier is Flex Engineering. And so this one comes with NX Mach 1. So again, kind of the core design tools with NX, along with SimCenter 3D for simulation tools, NX Manufacturing, and then training and value-based licensing for all three of those areas. So again, you know, you get access to all of this, you know, content and training to get up to speed as fast as possible in the areas that matter to you most. And then the last option is the simulation tier here, and that is all the exact same as the engineering bundle, the first one, so the Team Center and the NX Mach 3 industrial design and training. But it also comes with all sorts of simulation products. So a couple here we haven't actually hit on before. One of them is Star CCM Plus, which is for CFD, computational fluid dynamics software. And then AIMSim as well, which we haven't covered as much, but it's also a simulation product. And more in kind of like the mechatronics design space. That's a really exciting bundle and obviously very specialized there. Not everybody needs those products, but for those who do, those are the industry lead products in those spaces.
How would a company qualify to be a part of the startup program? Can you walk us through that process?
Essentially, you need to hit certain qualifications when you sign up for it. We basically take a look at how many seats do you need, basically, see if that makes sense because there is a limit because of it's a great value, right? We don't want people taking advantage of that unless they're really, truly startups. But then we also look at, kind of the revenue that they're pulling in right now to see, are you really a startup at this point? Or are you kind of moving past that point? So there are some qualifications that a startup does have to pass, but we'll make sure to vet that with them. You figure out what makes sense for them. But for the most part, if you're really a startup, you're going to qualify for this, basically.
So it sounds like anyone wanting to check into that program should definitely check it out and take advantage of that opportunity for sure. Siemens has also made a lot of headway with the NX Student Edition to make sure students are aware of our offerings and really start using NX in their studies. Can you tell us a bit more about that? How can students access the program?
Yeah, absolutely. So the NX Student Edition, completely free, unlike some other academic competitors out there. We want you to use NX, right? We want you to get familiar with NX. And that's really easy. You just go onto our website. We can put the link here somewhere, maybe in the description or something like that. When you go to Siemens NX Student Edition, you just register for it and you can just straight away download it. We're not too difficult to work with there, right? It really is free. And so once you get it installed, you get access to all sorts of the NX design tools. The core design, mock licensing kind of tools. I know this is a huge area for us, but even some of the other like simulation, for instance, I know they're working on a student edition component as well to this. So we're really trying to make the NX Student Edition a really comprehensive NX offering, of course, for students to take advantage of with any kind of design work.
Before we wrap up, could you also give us a brief overview of the continuous release program for those listeners who really aren't familiar with it?
I think it's always good to touch on this because it's something that none of our competitors can do. So with continuous release, every 6 months, essentially, we're putting out a major release, but we also put out monthly releases in between. And so basically, with what we're doing here with continuous release, right? Why do you care about it? Is that it lets you really quickly and easily get the latest and greatest functionality at your own convenience. So you can basically push a button when you're ready to update, kind of the same thing as like Microsoft Office or Windows when you do an update there. Basically, you could just really quickly update whenever you want. And we also have all sorts of new tools that we've introduced to help you understand what did we change from, release to release. So that makes it a lot easier. And then also the monthly releases we do, we're able to put out all sorts of bug fixes. A few bugs that do get through every once in a while, we're able to get those fixed very, very quickly in those monthly releases. So really just makes us so much more flexible and able to respond to our customers and their needs a lot faster with these quicker development cycles.
You also mentioned customer self-service. Can you talk a bit more about that?
So you can very quickly search, if you're curious, I use Sketch a lot. What's changed in Sketch, release over release? With the Discover Center that we've got now, you can just go in and literally search, what's new in Sketch since the last release I was on? And it'll populate, a list of however many items that is. So it's really, really easy to figure out what do you care about that's changed, based on your daily workflows.
Well, that feature will definitely make life easier for people. Well, Jeff, thanks again for joining us today. This was a great overview of the different offerings that are available to the SMB market. Is there anything else that you'd like to add before we wrap up today?
I think that was just about it, other than just kind of the overall summary that we're listening to our SMB customers out there. And, we're absolutely looking to make all of the packaging and pricing, right size, right fit for all SMBs, whether you're a day one kind of startup company or whether you're, already kind of a mature, mid-sized business. we want to make sure that we've got the right offerings out there for you.
Thanks again, Jeff, for joining us. We look forward to speaking with you again soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thank you to our listeners for tuning in to today's episode. Join us next time for more discussions about the latest in design innovation and software applications. I'm your host, Jennifer Piper, and this has been Next Generation Design.